What's happening? We're at Johnson's Barbershop right now. See what's up with my crew here. I'm gonna have to get some microphones up. Get the setup smoothly. JR's World.
Oh, he's gonna be tired as well. He's gonna sleep good. So for the best water of your life, go to KineticoMN.com and schedule your free in-home water analysis. That's KineticoMN.com. Aquarius and Kinetico. Brilliantly simple.
Thank you, guys. Yep, appreciate you, bro.
You got it, girl.
You don't know what he's talking about.
Where else is gonna find love in this? seven games, including the Madden 1991 recorded out. Game set, and it's the game to go with, right? It might get so a big screen TV in there for you.
Venture to my was you the lick. I know you turned your back on me just to get some wreck. I see you swerve back, cause I'm in a black bag. New diamonds on me, go flash, this ain't Snapchat. Cause I've been getting paid. Yellow diamonds on me look like lemonade. Got my baby mama that who been paid. Trying to get it back on like a sensei. Rose Royce and Bellas when I'm in the rain. I got brothers in different time, I ain't kidding. All these rappers just talk about it all. Going up, I ain't got no sky living. Yeah, I got material. All these bottles is on the beat. Cause I got it out the streets. I keep 100 racks inside my jeans. I remember getting up on the beat. Now I'm paying some calls cause I'm all deep. I was waking up getting racks and I'm all deep. I was broke, now I'm rich deep. Salty.
Colorblind, right. This and that. It's more humanity in thinking, wow, he relates to me.
Yeah.
But he's a good man. He's a good woman.
Well, so
I see. This is one thing I don't get about the last election, how, I'm going to say it, white women turned on Hillary. Regardless, Hillary was a snake.
Don't even start me on how white women support Trump. But
exactly.
It's like incomprehensible. But so there's another twist for us. So we're
right.
Jews and Trump.
Are you Jewish?
We
okay.
are. And so there are people, you know, relatives in our family, for example.
Right.
My husband's family.
And by our family, she means my family.
I mean his family. Who are diehard Trump supporters because of his views on Israel. And we happen to think Trump is an absolute get him the fuck out of office.
Absolutely.
Villain.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I mean, you would think that if that's what matters to me, that I'd be thrilled that he moved the embassy to Jerusalem. No. I don't want anything to do with Trump. I can't stand him.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's just interesting. You got to be careful with your minority status, whether for me it's woman or Jew or anything.
Why do you think we have to be, why do we have to be careful of what
I'm
we say?
I have to be careful because if I was just blindly going with, I'm a Jew, who's the candidate that's going to...
Oh, no. I'm not saying
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. But overall, you know what we're both saying.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? I get it. If you're going to vote somewhat for a woman, somewhat for somebody who's Jewish and white, if they relate to you. If they relate to you. But I guarantee you why Trump got in office, a lot of white men and white women, which I don't get, voted on him because they relate to him.
Hey, and when you looked at people, there were also some black people that voted for Trump too, which again is just like, wow.
Not a lot.
I don't get it.
Not a lot. Not like the Latinos.
Oh, God. No.
Yeah, no, not at all. 30% Latino voted on Trump, which I didn't get.
I don't get either.
Which I didn't get. There was only 10% for black people.
Yeah. That's high, though. Don't you think?
No, not really, because you got to have some people that stick out, you know, or... No, 10%? That's low. That's low.
Well, the other thing, too, when you live in Minneapolis, and I only know this from visiting my kids in New York, Boston, Washington, D.C., places that are different than Minneapolis.
Right.
Like, our daughter just moved into a neighborhood that is so beautifully diverse that all the little kids are running around on her block. They don't know that they're supposed to have any attitudes about these other, you know,
absolutely,
little kids they're playing with. So, but it's not just white, black. Like here you get white, black, Hmong, Somali.
That's
like
awesome.
A little bit East African. There, she's got white, black, Asian, Latina. Like there's a mix of Indian, Asian, everything, so there's nothing. You
right.
know what I mean? When there's
right.
every little person running around, then you don't even notice it. But I think here, there's not enough diversity. Unless you're at the farmer's market on Lindale on a weekend. That is the only time I ever see a ton of different, you know, I hear languages being spoken I can't identify.
Right.
And I see lots of different people from Africa. But, you know, otherwise, like our neighborhood, oh my God, so completely homogeneous, boring, nothing.
White.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, hey. And some people like it like that. You know what I'm saying? And I remember one dude, I was taking him, he was from Oakland, I was taking him to a hotel. I guess he was from here. He said he thought that Minneapolis did not culturally mix like they do out in California. I was like, really?
Getting the right tenants.
And that's what you're saying.
I'm saying it's not anywhere near as diverse as
some other places, like Atlanta. Places.
And
like,
then the socioeconomic differences, too.
That's anywhere, but exactly.
When you see, when every time, let's see, what's a good example of this? So our kids went to Minneapolis public schools.
Right.
And every time they saw the kids who were eating free and reduced lunch, they were the little black kids, not the little white kids. So it was, for a little person that was starting to make judgments about things, it was...
So the white kids...
The white kids had breakfast at home, and then the population of our school that was on free and reduced lunch was largely African-American.
Absolutely. It is what it is. Okay.
So what I'm saying, though, is when I'm in these other cities, there are tons of people of color in high socioeconomic status groups differently than my kids would have seen here. Like, I don't think they had that many friends of color whose parents were doing what all the rest of the white kids' parents were doing.
Wow. Yep, that's true.
Do you know
true.
What I mean?
That's
so
true.
When you're there in D.C., you don't equate the color with the socioeconomic group because it's just...
Absolutely. Or Atlanta.
Exactly.
Or, yeah, exactly. Washington, D.C., which I heard Chocolate City. And I heard Atlanta's amazing. Yeah, exactly.
That's what I mean. Like, if you know, when you
educational gap is huge,
right,
for minorities.
Is the worst anywhere in the country.
That's what they say. I'm like, really? And my son, I think he's black. Well, he has a white mother, and I'm not kind of worried about his education, but because she's gonna make it right, and I'm gonna make it kind of, you know, whatever.
You better make it right too.
What? Well, I would make it right, but
you
I'm
said,
just
I'm
saying.
I'm going to make it kind of right.
Well, but she has control. I'm going to let her do the... she's in Apple Valley, and that's one reason why she lived out in Apple Valley, because of the school system and her family. So, that's my ex-wife. Did I say the ex-wife?
No, but I kind of figured the way you were talking.
Yeah, so... I think Trey's in a good position, because I think about that. I think of him as a black kid.
So many black kids are there in Apple Valley? Is that
they think it's kind of diverse. I say, yeah, that's all right. His school is kind of diverse. it's really diverse. Well, for Apple Valley, yes. So, because they got a lot of...
I don't know anything about Apple Valley.
Okay, well, you live in the city. Like, in ours, yeah. I don't blame you. But, it's not bad. I still think South Minneapolis or East Lake and all that is more diverse. Yeah. But, you know, it is what it is. Yeah. And higher crime, whatever. But, it's not too bad out there. You know, like I said, I'm not colorblind, so I do when I go to his soccer games, I know that there's not enough minorities out there. Yep. So it's not the people's fault. It's, you know, it is what it is. So, and they're all great people, but I always notice that, and when I'm looking for my son, where is he? I guess a lot of white kids over there. I'm not judging nobody. I just know black. There he is.
Exactly.
So some people, you know, try to play. Oh, I can't tell the difference. They're high.
I always think about Bobby McFerrin lived in one of those huge houses on the lake, around Lake of the Isles.
He did?
Yeah, and everybody was all excited by Bobby McFerrin was here. But
when was this?
This was years 90s. Ago. Like, not, yeah, maybe 90s. Not 2 decades.
He moved.
Yeah, he moved a long time ago. And the reason that he gave, and it was just a really obvious, I mean, everybody knew. He said, I don't like my kids being in such a minority. They're, you know, they're probably a private school.
My God, exactly. Some people don't get it. It's tough.
Oh,
yeah. I had an interracial marriage, and it was tough as hell.
I'm sure.
I gave up a lot to be married to you. And, you know, I try to adjust things, and I'm more diverse. I know I'm more diverse than my ex-wife, but that's because I had to be.
Exactly.
I had to be. She didn't have to leave her you know, her family or, you know, or her situation. Yeah. I had to be, to even be a little successful, a Uber driver or whatever I'm doing, you know.
Exactly.
And,
I think you're good standing right.
Am I? Okay, yeah, cool. Thank you. So we're getting off of Hennepin, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
South.
Okay. I might go have a beer after this ride. But we'll see. What we're talking about. It's just hard.
You have to be. No, I know exactly what you're saying. Because I was saying to my husband a couple weeks ago, one of the only times.
You're talking like I'm not here.
No, you don't want to use your name. He doesn't know your name. Oh, okay. Well, actually, you probably do from the app.
But, yeah.
I was saying after I went to the Loring Post Office, which is where I go to the post office.
Right.
That is one of the only times that I am ever in the minority. Often when I walk into the post office, I'm the white woman in a crowd of people of color.
Good for you.
Well, it's not a good for me or not good for me. It's just absolutely aware, because it happens so infrequently, I'm aware that everybody is not like me. So people who say they don't see color, bullshit, you don't see color.
Exactly.
You feel the difference when you're somewhere where no one looks like
amen,
you.
Amen. Because I live off East Lake in Park, and it's not the nicest neighborhood in the world. Yeah. But I love it because that area is very diverse. I mean, you have everything. You got crackheads, you got drug dealers, you got black, white, Muslim.
Yeah.
You got the Mexicans. And I always, when I go to the ice cream store, I haven't never been in it, but there's really a lot of Mexicans, and I'm still, with the shootings and all that, that doesn't make me bad. Think about, damn, what if a white supremacist was here right now or whatever? I think about things like that. And I got to reframe on that. I have a Mexican daughter.
One more lane to the left.
Thank you.
Yep, at some point.
I have a Mexican daughter, so Mexican black. So I think about her, and I got a granddaughter now who is 75%, whatever, maybe 60%, but she looked all Mexican. Yeah. Mexican daughter, she's probably 75% looking so Mexican.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think about that when I'm like, damn, I have a, you know, I had a Trump supporter getting this card talking about he didn't like black women having 6 kids. I'm like, really? You going to say this in front of a black man?
Yeah, what was the point of that?
On welfare? I don't know. I didn't even bring up I didn't even bring up politics.
That's a long discussion. That's a long discussion.
What do you mean?
I'm going through. I'm going through a lot of information now about medical racism. And when you start talking about 400 years of oppression, you cannot begin to comprehend that.
Yeah, you get it.
You can't begin to comprehend.
Sorry to interrupt. Another Trump supporter I took out. Oh, I love Trump, this and that. Oh, you can do it. You can do it. And I had a nicer car than this in 2014 at the time. And I was driving out to Chan Hansen, and he was just like, I was poor and I did it. I said, but you're white. You have a privilege.
Right.
You're privileged. You don't know. I said, did your grandfather grow up on a slave plantation? He got quiet. I said, mine did.
Yeah. Right.
The housing market
is
still.
Did your father have to give you the talk? What my father did, right?
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
Right?
To talk about racism.
Right.
Yep. You know, the white man ain't this and that.
Did you get the talk when
the cops see you.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
So, you just say that to me. Did your dad give you the talk, Andy? It's like, what talk?
Exactly.
Say no more.
Exactly. When I say the slave plantation, and some people say, oh, y'all need to get over that. No,
exactly.
Hell no.
Get over it.
Piss on you. If y'all say that to a Jew, for Holocaust, they're really getting your ass.
Yeah.
Right.
So I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear that BS about how we should. It's only 2-3 generations ago.
Right.
That's not that long ago.
Right.
You know, it's so complicated. I was walking to the African American History Museum, the new museum in D.C.
I bet that's awesome. I heard it's awesome.
Oh, it's incredible.
And as we're walking through there, I said,
if you go, you better have a lot of time.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So I
never got out of the first floor.
Wow.
I said to my daughter, we've both been through the Holocaust Museum. And I said,
absolutely.
You know, I have the same sense of dread, but what's interesting is I didn't feel guilty walking through the Holocaust Museum
we're going north or south?
South.
Is that south?
Hennepin.
Yep.
Because I was the victim in the Holocaust scenario, and in the African American History Museum, I could feel myself feeling white guilt, and it's not a rational thing, you know. But that's what I'm saying. It's complicated. If you're
complicated.
Feeling
it's
human,
so complicated.
You know, you're gonna have these thoughts. You just have to figure out what to do with them.
Right.
And as a male, sometimes you go into also the same things, like, you know, oh, you'll never get it. You're a male. It's like, well, I can try. I can try to understand it. I can try and read. I can try and further my education.
Exactly.
Like that.
Exactly.
You need to get in the right lane.
Exactly.
Here. But I can't help that I was born a male.
And white, whatever it may be.
You know.
Yeah, like I tell people, I'm like, there's nothing wrong being privileged. Hell no. I wouldn't change my life because, you know, I mean, but I want you to understand that we're equal, but it's not that equal at times. I get that I still have opportunities, but my opportunities are different than your opportunities.
Yeah.
And if you can't understand that, then you're an idiot. You are an idiot to me.
It's the whole networking and resource piece that people don't want to acknowledge, you know?
Right,
You don't get to the same places in life if you don't know people. And if the people around you don't have the opportunities to offer you, you know, when you just look up and down your block and you see who are your neighbors and what can they help you
with. I like diversity. I don't like Brooklyn Park. When we lived out there, that was diverse. As hell, my mom had bought the house out there. That's why I moved here.
Yeah.
And if I had to do it all over again, whatever, I probably wouldn't do it. But that's besides the point. But when we lived out there, there was Asian, there was Indian, there was black, and then there was white. I was like, wow,
that's
what I. But I'm not a fan of living out in the suburbs.
I know, me
too. So I probably wouldn't do Brooklyn Park again. But like, it was way more diverse than the Apple Valley.
I try and remember about white privilege what one of my pediatric colleagues told me. White privilege doesn't mean your life hasn't been hard. It means that your skin color isn't one of the things making it harder.
Exactly. Exactly. Don't get offended because somebody say you're privileged, because you are.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
That's all right. And there's some black people have privileges, like LeBron James kids. They're going to be privileged.
Right.
It is what it is.
Right.
But they're still black, and and their privilege is still different.
Right.
So, you know, until, no, we still won't. No, that won't change. But yeah, there's some privilege, black people, but not a lot, and Hispanic, whatever people.
Yeah.
But you're overall, when you, if you're born white, it's all good. If you're born black, minority, good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck. It is what it is.
Yeah, we'll keep working.
Keep working. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. There's nothing wrong with being privileged. I get it. Yeah, I get it. I know some of my white friends are still privileged because of how they were brought up, and I was brought up differently, and we would see things differently on money and saving and all that, you know? So I had great parents, and I had a great life. But it was still different because I know they probably...
Where did you grow up?
Des Moines, Iowa.
Where, what?
Des Moines, Iowa.
Oh, Iowa. Uh-huh.
Yep, Des Moines. But I had a good life. I had a good life. But I can... Now that I look at it, could have been a little bit differently. We didn't live... We were African-American. We thought of money differently. So, and, you know, it's... It's just a different world.
First left.
Left right into the left.
Right here?
Yep. Like,
yeah. Oh, and then you got to turn. Yeah. Look at the house.
Oh, my God. Look how pretty it is with the leaves.
Oh, man. This is an edge. If I was y'all, I wouldn't move. Regardless if it's white or not.
They've got a stop sign.
Yeah, whatever.
Sorry,
yeah,
dude.
We're not.
Everybody honks all the time now. I'm like, really? You guys? Relax. Sometimes gets on them.
Take it right here. Yeah, this neighborhood is pretty damn idyllic.
Yeah, I wouldn't move. But I get why. What's the name move? Like, I don't like all this whiteness. Which is, I don't like it. What?
And then take a left right here. Yep.
Yeah, I want my son to be more. We'll get there. We'll get there.
I think right in front of that truck on the right.
Right here.
Right behind that truck. Kind of, right.
Awesome conversation.
Keep going.
Kind of woke me up after my jet lag.
Oh, you're funny.
Right here is good.
Right here?
Oh, yeah. This is good.
Awesome good. Neighborhood. This is amazing.
Check out the ivy. Look how pretty that is.
Thank you, you guys.
Oh, yeah, good talking to you.
Good talking to y'all, too.
All right, hang on. We got like 10 things to get out of here.